Well, this could get interesting. A new rule about union organization is about to go into effect. It's the business news headlines for Monday, the 13th day of November, and happy Diwali to those of you who are celebrating this festival of light. In other business news, non-union automakers are raising wages, and why? Kentucky workers at Ford vote down the new UAW contract. Nepal bans TikTok. We'll tell you why that's going on. The trucking system in the U.S. is in danger, and that's not good for consumers. Amazon has cut jobs again. We'll share where. We've got the Wall Street Report and some key data points coming up this week. For the interview, you'll meet a former war correspondent from Colombia, Adriana Astasul, who immigrated to the U.S. and now owns an international PR and marketing company. It's a great story. And thanks for being with us.
Insight on Business News and Comment with Michael Libby is made possible through the support of Tarot International, the premier interpersonal skills, research, and corporate training company. Achieve, lead, and outclass with Tarot. TERO.com. Funding also comes from the National Tractor Parts Dealer Association, an international organization supporting the new and used agricultural and construction parts industry. Learn more at ntpda.com.
Thank you, Hunter Pease, and welcome to this, the Monday edition of the Business News Headlines. I'm your host, Michael Libby. Grateful, as always, that you've decided to spend some time with us here again today. Want to reach us on social media? You can find us on X, formerly known as Twitter. You can find us there at @IOB_NewsHour. And over at Threads, it is Insight on Business. Late last month, the National Labor Relations Board adopted a federal rule that goes into effect in December that could make it easier for millions of workers to form unions at big companies like McDonald's. The AP is reporting that the new rule sets new standards for determining when two companies should be considered joint employers. Now, what does that mean? Well, essentially, the rule could widen the number of companies that must participate in labor negotiations alongside their franchisees or independent contractors. How's this work? Well, for example, it might require Burger King to bargain with workers even though most of its U.S. restaurants are owned by franchisees. Or it could require Amazon to negotiate with delivery drivers who are employed by independent contractors. The NLRB says the new rule changes a 2020 rule that made it too easy for joint employers to avoid their responsibility to negotiate with workers. The 88-year-old National Labor Relations Act guarantees the right of U.S. workers to form or join unions. But critics say the new rule is an overreach by the labor-friendly Biden administration that undermines independent business owners. Some, including the American Hotel and Lodging Association, have already sued to block it. In an effort to keep unions out of their assembly plants, South Korean automaker Hyundai has joined Honda and Toyota in raising factory worker wages after the UAW reached new contract agreements with Detroit automakers. The AP is reporting that Hyundai will raise factory worker pay 25% by 2028. That matches the general wage increase won by the UAW during that period. Toyota raised factory pay 9% to 10% starting in January, while Honda said it will increase wages 11% during the same time period. Labor experts say the increases are, at least in part, aimed at thwarting UAW President Sean Fain's strategy of trying to organize U.S. auto plants run by foreign automakers and Tesla in order to increase the union's bargaining power. Fain said terrified auto executives at non-union plants are raising wages, and he called Toyota's pay bump the UAW bump. In more labor news, workers at a Kentucky Ford assembly factory have voted down the UAW tentative agreement. The Messenger is reporting that the ratification of the contract at Kentucky Truck, that's Ford's largest assembly plant, and Louisville Assembly, was voted down by 55% of production workers across the two plants. That's all according to UAW Local 862. However, just 31% of skilled trades workers, such as maintenance and construction employees, joined them. The local, which represents workers at the two facilities, did not disclose how many workers cast their ballots or the overall percentage of votes in favor. Ford employs roughly 12,000 auto workers between the two assembly plants, or about 21% of the company's 57,000 employees represented by the UAW. Nearly 71% of auto workers who have already cast their ballots have done so in favor of the tentative agreement. That's according to the UAW's ratification vote tracker. However, the opposition from production workers at Kentucky Truck reveals that ratification is not guaranteed despite union leaders' support. Meanwhile, production workers at UAW Local 598, which represents workers at GM's assembly plant in Flint, Michigan, voted down the pending deal on Friday. So two words, stay tuned. The news out of Kathmandu is that Nepal is banning TikTok, saying the social media platform is, quote, disrupting social harmony, end quote. The government there said the platform was not only disrupting social harmony, but also goodwill, and it was flowing indecent materials. It wasn't clear what triggered the ban or if TikTok had refused to comply with Nepal's requests. The company did not immediately respond to an email seeking comment. However, we do know that Nepal banned all pornographic sites back in 2018. The markets ended the day mixed. We will share why and those numbers in just a bit. A trucking expert in that industry says that that segment of the economy is in trouble, and that spells trouble for consumers. Fox Business is reporting there's been a surplus of trucks and drivers compared to the amount of freight that needs to be transported. As lockdown spending slowed and the cost of living continues to rise, more truckers are fighting for the same loads, which results in a dogfight between truckers and trucking companies. Yellow Corporation, for example, which was one of the nation's oldest and largest trucking companies, filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy back in August and laid off 30,000 employees. Convay Incorporated, that's a Seattle-based trucking startup that was valued by investors at $3.8 billion just last year, shut down last month. Fewer trucks means fewer and longer delivery times, say the experts, and all of that is coming to a head as retailers ramp up for the holidays. Amazon has cut roughly 180 jobs from its gaming division. Reuters is reporting that the cuts, which affected the entire game growth team and all staff working on Crown, that's an Amazon-backed Twitch channel, were found in an internal memo to Amazon staff. Amazon's Crown channel on Twitch, which The Verge reports is shutting down after Amazon let go of its staff, included original shows and content. It was aiming for the feel of traditional television, offering ad-supported programming. Big advertisers there included Intel and Progressive. The online retailer last laid off employees from its gaming unit in April, impacting more than 100 workers from its gaming division. The company has reportedly cut 27,000 jobs since last fall, part of a broader trend of big tech companies tightening their belts and displacing workers throughout 2023. Stocks closed mixed today as investors wait for some key data on inflation. The Dow gained 54 points to close at 34,337, while the Nasdaq sank by 30 points, finishing the day at 13,787, and the S&P 500 lost 3 points to close at 44.11. West Texas Intermediate crude gained again today, putting up $1.39 to close at news time at $78.56 a barrel. And finally, there is this, and this is about the data points we should be watching all week long. Tomorrow, the Bureau of Labor Statistics releases its Consumer Price Index for October. While the annual rate of inflation is expected to remain in the 3-4% range, according to Forbes, the level is still high enough above the Federal Reserve's 2% target to reinforce concerns about prices. On Wednesday, the U.S. Commerce Department will release its retail sales report for October, which tracks demand for finished goods such as food, clothing, and furniture in stores and online. On Thursday, the U.S. Department of Labor will release initial jobless claims for the previous week. And then on Friday, the U.S. Census Bureau will release the preliminary number of new building permits issued by the government in October. That, by the way, is a key housing market indicator. All right, stay with us and click ahead for a conversation with entrepreneur Adriana Arez de Sul, who went from a Colombian war correspondent to the owner of a global PR firm called iVoice Communications. It is a great story. And thanks for listening.